It's not a club bag, please, let's be clear.
Mm.
It is not a club bag.
What is it?
I don't have time for that. It's a single.
Uyazi umzansi celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
So tell me, I hear that you are dropping a single that you'll be clapping back, basically.
What is clapping back? Imagine if I were to go into studio to clap back.
Okay, what, so tell me, what are you
energy,
doing?
Time, money, and just a gift from God.
Mm.
I don't do things for people, I do things for me.
Mm.
It's not a club bag, please, let's be clear.
Mm.
It is not a club bag.
What is it?
I don't have time for that. It's a single,
mm,
like any other single that I've released before.
Mm.
I think maybe people feel like it's a club bag based on maybe the title of the song.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Undithatha kancinci," meaning you underestimate me. It's not a club bag, but it depends how one decides to see it.
Mm. And what are the contents in the song? What are you talking about in the song?
The first verse talks about, in fact, both verses talk about relationships and life in generally. And I've been in relationships where you feel like you are underestimated and you're like, this guy underestimates who I am. But also what I've learned is that you teach people how to treat you. You also reflect how you see yourself. So if you underestimate yourself, the next person will automatically underestimate you. The world would automatically underestimate you. So hence the song that I'm done being underestimated, both professionally and personally.
And are you ready for the responses that you'll get regarding the song?
It's not about the responses. That's another thing. I don't do things to please.
Mm.
I think I've gone past the phase of trying to please people. It only takes so much from an individual. I do things that I'm happy doing. I'm fully aligned and aware of what my purpose is.
Mm.
And I will just release the song. The ones who are meant to appreciate the song will appreciate the songs. The song, the ones who don't appreciate, it's still great. It takes nothing away from me.
How do you deal with the negative backlash or the negative comments? How do you find strength to say, hey, you are Kelly Khumalo and these people don't
but
actually
how should,
matter?
Why should I deal with people that I don't know? How you see me is a reflection of how you see yourself. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. If you don't find beauty within yourself, how could you even begin to see the beauty in me? How could you even begin to celebrate me if you don't celebrate yourself? For me, you are just showing me who you are, and I'm like, oh, shame, I feel sorry for you. Is that how low you feel of yourself such that you need to project it on me?
Mm. So social media hate doesn't even do anything to you?
I look at it, it's even worse now. The older I get, the wiser I get, the more spiritual, stronger I become. It's like, it's so long now. If you need love, we are ready to give you love and hug you if you didn't get a hug as a child. Because it just shows how disturbed and unhappy you are as an individual to want to project that to another person.
Okay. And seeing that you have managed to have like enough strength, not even strength per se, but to be resilient of all that you've received, of all that you've been told that you are or you're not, how are you raising your children to be as strong as you are?
I think it's not even a matter of being strong or even receiving. You know, the word receive says I'm open to that negativity. I'm not. It happens there, the noise is there, and I'm here. It's up to me whether I'm open to that negativity or not. I decide what I want to feel. If I want to feel that, then I will. If I choose not to, then I don't. And life continues as usual. That's why I find it very peculiar when people are looking at me and like, oh, you are so strong. I'm like, I've never opened myself to anything that is negative. There is always that detector. If it's negative, it bounces off and goes back to the sender.
Huh.
It is that simple. Hence, I wake up the next day. It's your issue, not mine. I can't make it my issue. You see an issue with me, that's your problem, not mine. So for my children, it's like they must understand who they are and that whatever they feel is dictated by them. They are in charge of what to feel and what not to feel, and on what to be affected by and what not to be affected by.
And motherhood in 2019, would you say it's completely different or is it the same? How are you finding motherhood in 2019?
Well, my kids have grown, mm-hmm. so obviously there'll always be like a slight change because now they understand. You have a conversation, you speak to them. It's not about, hey, ungathintilapho, you have a conversation. I think what has changed is the narrative, is that now you can actually have a conversation with them. And I've amazed by the fact that they understand, they hear you. So what I've learned is that in 2019 is that you can actually have a conversation with your kids and they get it. Mm.
And the negativity, has it ever affected them publicly or anyhow?
Whose kids? Again, they're my kids. They are what I am, even without having to explain. They are what I am. They live positivity. They breathe positivity. They are amazing kids. What's there to consume from the outside?
Love life-wise, what's currently taking place? Seeing that you spoke about being undermined in the song, would you say it's a reflection of your current love life or in your previous relationships?
It's a very broad, and also sometimes we can say you can say that someone is undermining you, but they're not even aware. Only you are, because you know who you are. And being underestimated sometimes could be as easy as, I want you to be a housewife. I want you not to dress up like that. I want you to treat yourself this way now that you're my wife. Forgetting that I'm an individual. I had dreams before becoming a wife. I had a life before becoming a wife. That's also being underestimated, you know? So for me, it's a very broad thing. It's not particularly based on my current love life. It is a broad statement based on my experiences in the past, my current, even the future. Don't you dare think you can underestimate who I am.
Why now? Why do you feel that this is the right time
for this song? I think I've finally met myself. I've met the powerful and highly gifted woman that I am. And I'm at the place where I'm done downplaying it. I know I'm highly gifted. I know I'm powerful. I know I'm beautiful. I know I'm resilient. It's time to embrace that. And I think we need more of such women just in our society, because we always downplay. I mean, society says your place as a woman is in the kitchen and raising kids. Why can't I be a CEO of some multi-millionaire company and be running the world? So it's high time that we speak out and value ourselves as women.
And do you think this song will be a national anthem for women out there?
It will be. It will be. And I think it's coming at the right time that we need assurance, where we need to take our power back as women. We've been killed, we've been raped, we've been suffocated. This coat that's tailor-made no longer fits us anymore.
And what's your take or reaction regarding the recent killings, femicide of women and children?
Yeah, the way that I see it is that you cannot attack what doesn't threaten you.
So you think women threaten men?
They do.
How so?
The power that we have. That's why we're called women. A man with a womb. A man with compassion. A man with emotions. We have the best of both worlds. Hence, we are a threat.
So this song is done by who?
The song was written by me and Msaki. And then produced by Msaki, Batundi, and Nduduzo Makatini.
And why did you think of collaborating with Msaki? Or
she's a woman who is powerful with her lyrical content. Her lyrical content is insane. How she paints a picture in a song through lyrics is insane. And what better person to have in the song except her? And also the beauty, I'm even getting goosebumps. The beauty about her is that she's highly in touch with her emotions. And also, not only that, she's also highly gifted vocally. And it takes a woman who's content with herself to go and get such power outside of herself. And for me, being in the same room and just creating was a mind-blowing experience. Women, two beautiful, powerful women creating together.
And why wasn't her voice in the song, though?
We wanted, it's what we wanted Kelly. We wanted people to celebrate Kelly, but also be supported by another woman and have all these production elements. I mean, Duduzo, he's like the genius of jazz music. In fact, yes, the genius of jazz music, and I've admired him for the longest time. Having his element and having Batundu from Africa, it's Congo, right? From Congo. Yes, award-winning producer. So I'm even, oh God, I'm getting cold just by the game. So getting all these elements of beautiful people from abroad and from South Africa, bringing it all together, and to have this is an honor and a privilege for me.
I can't wait for it to dominate the radio stations.
It will.
Music album, music video? Or do you plan on?
We're busy brainstorming the music video
concept.
Hopefully, in the next 2 weeks, we can be able to shoot.
Yep. So far, you don't have anything solid of how it will look.
No, just concepts. Yeah. Brainstormed.
Also, I've learned not to rush the process. After 15 years of being in the game, I cannot do this Paisa shop. I can't do the Spizer shop, hence the production of this song took close to 6 months because it has to be done properly. Exactly. Even the photo shoots took 6 months as well. And even with the production and with the video, everything, we need to take time. We can't be rushing. It's no longer about just, they must just see I have a song. For me, it's no longer about that. They must recognize the greatness in me. That's what people should remember, the greatness in me. Not because I have so many people have songs, but how many people are willing to put in the hard work behind the production? I'm nominated for Best Female for the
animation. And how do you feel about that?
Very excited. It's the second nomination from Afrima. The last one was in 2015. I think the last one was in 2015. So it's exciting, and also just going there to experience, you know, the Pan Africa and its diversity. I'm just excited about that. And what else was I? Zulu Wedding is also out, the movie, and it's sitting at number 3. So that's great.
And do you think, what's this local content regarding movies are being supported?
Very much. I think we've learned to find comfort in our stories, in who we are, in our culture. And Zulu Wedding is about that. Just celebrating who we are and let the world see us for who we truly are.
And how was it shooting? Was it easy fitting into the role? Or?
The best production I've ever had in the country. The production that respects the artist's space. The production that goes to an extra mile to make sure that you are comfortable as an artist so you can deliver.
So where will people hear your latest single?
My latest single? Everywhere, basically, across South Africa. If they want to know, they can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, where I'll keep updating my whereabouts.